Earlier this morning, we heard my story about Polo. Northwest Arkansas Polo Club has started their 2014 season.
That's right.
On a field that's on Price Coffee Road, which is about 3 miles from downtown Bentonville. Basically, to get there, if you're coming from the south, you take exit 88 like you go to Crystal Bridges.
Okay.
But instead of going left toward Crystal Bridges, you go right toward Pea Ridge.
Okay.
Drive a little ways. You'll see Price Coffee on the left. Keep going, keep going, keep going, and then you'll see the field.
All right.
So that inspired our montage.
That's right. I mean, because polo is played on horses.
Right.
You can't play a game without a horse, right? I mean.
Not really.
Yeah.
Then
no.
It's croquet.
Right. Yeah. What fun.
Exactly.
Well, I mean,
right.
Croquet's fun, but.
Right.
Yeah.
So here is our montage inspired by horses.
Slide through my hands.
You're too young to understand some things. Have you ever really felt keen about anything?
Oh, yes. Horses.
Morning, buddy boy, buddy, buddy, buddy.
What are you feeling so chipper about today?
I always feel chipper this day of the year.
Well, what's special about today?
Well, I'll give you a hint. It's the 28th.
Not for me, three men and a horse.
Oh, what is the meaning of this? Oh, why, you little pest.
Say, what's the matter with you mugs? Have you got any gallantry at all?
She's in with Whitmore. She's trying to frame you.
I wouldn't mind framing her. A prettier picture I've never seen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Doc. Doc, I'm telling you in secret. She's out to get you.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean and set me up on my pony, on my boat.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver.
I'm Maddie Ross. Daughter of Frank Ross.
Oh. Tragic thing. May I say, your father impressed me with his manly qualities. He was a close trader, but he acted the gentleman.
Well, I propose to sell those ponies back to you that my father bought.
Oh, that I fear is out of the question. I will see that they're shipped to you at my earliest convenience.
Well, we don't want the ponies now. We don't need them.
Well, that hardly concerns me. Your father bought the ponies and paid for them, and there's an end of it. I have the bill of sale.
And I want $300 for Papa's saddle horse that was stolen from your stable.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on a Tennessee stud. Had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I wrote a letter to my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on a Tennessee stud.
To see how you did in our Sunday morning montage about the horse, go to our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.